Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta come and sew it up, cause I got so much of Jesus Christ, yeah, in my cup. And I hear her in that voice, DJ's always jaded up. Doing it big and we like that music. No, I be with MJC, yeah, on the daily, cause he came to set me free from the lies of the enemy. You know I be UNICE, taking this world piece by piece for Jesus Christ. Me and he the one original from NSC. No, I be a hard hitter, ain't known as a quitter. In my hood, that be saying, man, that's a dream killer. Cause I was raised with nothing but thugs and drugs. And don't even live my life known just straight as a killer till I met Jesus Christ. Then I knew I'd be delivered, cause he was the only one that would die for the sinner. Now I'm representing Jesus Christ, yeah, forever.
Gotta shout it out, we some Holy Ghost ride.
We some Holy Ghost.
Dirty soul, take him to the house, sit him on the couch, I go. This is what it's fine, main reason why I'm saying I be trying, I be trying.
This is an everyday thing.
Just make it like a pelican. I'm bringing in some newborn, curtain separation. Oh man, that's been torn. Prophet in his last day, yeah, I just might be. Curtain separation, hold on, thinking like me. I've been nowhere around the way, for repping the kingdom, not for child play. I tried to give him a best, but when I fail, man, it's okay, it's okay, it's alright, it's alright. Get up on another day, it's gonna be another fight. Living with the energy, living all the victory. Doing what I'm called to be, man, you ain't killing me. I pull a kick, go, had a demon laid out on the floor. Look, you're ready to roll, it's a G from the pen.
We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters.
The wicked, but I got victory. When he died on the cross, he made history. Changed up the game, and it hasn't been the same. Before I was born, he already knew my name. Had my life planned out, laid it out on the table. It's been hard jumping from label to label. But now I'm solo, I'm just DJ'd up. High in the spirit with Christ in my cup.
Man, hold up, y'all need to slow down.
The next drink's on me, I'll buy the next round. Boy, wasted, drinking straight from the bottle. Crunk in the spirit like I hit the lotto.
We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. 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 Now wait, hold up, hold up. I got so much Christ in my cup.
Hey, and that's who we are. Holy Ghost Riders. Riders. I love that song. Hey, what's up,
awesome
man?
Pick.
Huh?
Not too much. Sitting here chilling on my vanilla Coca-Cola.
Hey.
How about yourself tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. That's a pretty different kind of drink. We are peculiar.
It's delicious.
It's delicious. Well, I'm trying to put the new with Skype, so if something's still happening, you know what to do. We talked about it before. When I tried this, everything would begin to echo and stuff like that, and so I had to go and go behind the scenes and do some technical difficulty type of reparations.
Something like that.
Yeah. Where's our bros at? They didn't call back in yet. We're waiting for you, Ray. We're waiting for you, Zach.
What's up, Ray? Zach, man, don't be all scared now.
Where's Zach Attack at? And Ray X-Ray. And we got June, and we got Michael J, Uncle Mickey, whatever you want to call me. Just call in at this number. We're going to give it to you right here live on the show. And I'm going to also bring Grandpa up. Let him talk to you sometime tonight, too. You know, Grandpa was on, he was live.
Grandpa's going to show up tonight.
Huh?
Grandpa's showing up tonight.
I think he's going to show up tonight. I think he's going, he always like to stick his head in somewhere. Phone number, if you want to call in, if you just, title listening on your laptop and you just decide, I want to be a part of this show because they're crazy and they love God, they play good music, and they know how to have real talk, then this is the number for you, 323.
3-9-3.
You supposed to repeat after me. Did you repeat?
Oh. No, I went forward. I fast forward.
You were chewing out Grandpa last night, weren't you?
He was talking all slow.
Oh, why you little? 323-693-3830. That's not 3838. It's 3830. You're going to mess my 323-693-3830. Don't listen to him. 323-693-3830. And follow the prompt. You want to talk, press 1. If you just want to listen on your phone, don't press nothing. All right. Hey, what you going to kick us off with? Because I got something for you. I got your favorite song.
Go ahead, it's you.
Huh?
Go ahead. It's on you.
Okay, you sure? Here you go. Here's your favorite song.
Yeah.
And it's Cheryl Winfrey bringing you about.
That's your favorite song, Grandma.
It is my favorite.
See, even though I made a mistake back then, I've been restored and redeemed. I sure hate it for you, but you gotta remember, I'm in this world, standing on your head as a girl.
I can only find the words I just can't get these words. You know, you just gotta sing it from the heart. You know what? You're right.
Lord, I think it's time that I need a change. A change in where I'm headed. Situations in my life are the same. They came so unexpected.
Thank you.
Breathe Life Production.
Breathe Life Production. Sunrise is the name of the song. Go out there and get it. Whew. I'm telling you, we have some of the most incredible artists. I put this on a post out there. Incredible music. Incredible, crazy, zany, but incredible hosts. People that, you know, make this thing spin off. Welcome to the platform, my boys. Come on, Ray.
What's
Ray,
up?
Ray, what's up? What's up, June?
How y'all
June?
Doing?
And Zach will be calling in.
Hello.
You know, we're drinking on this Vigilla Coca-Cola. It's good, too.
Uh-oh. How's it going tonight, fellas?
Dude, I can't complain not one bit. Nice little weather over here. We're having a nice little sprinkle and everything, so it's got the nice little chill in the air. So I'm happy.
Who's Zach at? He's just messing me something. Can you hear me? Say something, Zach.
Yo, what's up?
That's you. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Just doing a little internet shopping.
Internet shopping.
I'm stimulating the economy.
Yeah, I'm going to stimulate the economy this Friday when I get paid. America, stimulate the economy. Get online. Get out to the stores. What's going on? People out there, you know, they hire the people to get out there and run the cash registers for you. They stand up. Some of them stand up all night. Get on out there. What you doing? Sitting at home cooking?
Hey, they said this last Black Friday was for the history book.
Is that right?
Yeah, they said they did real good.
Well, if they keep dropping those prices like that, they can do the Black Friday, Black Monday, Tuesday, Black Wednesday. I'll get out
That's
there. And I just get paid at the end of the month, so I'm just waiting on the paycheck.
Yeah, MJ, you definitely need to go shopping, MJ, because all I see you ever wear is like a black T-shirt. You have a long sleeve turtleneck that's black. You have a black T-shirt, and you have a black button-up shirt.
Oh, look at
it. They say that the color black, whenever you wear it with clothes, it slims you down like 10 pounds.
Well, I don't need no slim down. I'm already slim down. I just need about 15 more pounds, and I'm tight there. Ladies,
yeah.
By the end of Christmas, at the first of the year, I'm going to be back to my normal self. If I sound a little nasal, I hope I don't. My voice told me I sound pretty good, but I've been dealing with my allergy stuff today. It's been the worst. Had to come home and lay down for a little bit before I knew I could do the show. I was going to say, y'all got it tonight. But, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better. And so we're going to get this thing started right. We're going to get this Holy Ghost Rider party started just right. Okay, that sounds a little crazy, but I'll get better.
It's coming.
What'd you say, Zach?
I'm chilling, man. I'm listening to you, buddy.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a look, quick break. We're going to bring up another music segment, and we're going to get into some discussions tonight. How's that?
Word.
Hey, Jemiah Cannon, I got to play her song. Speak a word. This is our incredible, huge choir song. I want you to check this out. Check it out. Speak a word, Jemiah Cannon.
Is there anybody in here who needs a word from the Lord? A word that ministers, and that word will be what the Lord in store for you.
There is a Lord I long to hear. The words of life into my.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Feeling that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'ma let my light shine, I'ma let my light shine, I'ma let my light shine. Peace is in my mind because I'ma let my light shine, I'ma let my light shine, I'ma let my light shine.
Let the light shine.
We the light of the world, we add light to dark places like the sun with its world.
Let the light shine.
We the salt of the earth, we add flavor to our food, to our home, to our work.
Yes, sir, I add flavor to the mixture. Yeah. Got the video, so I don't need the picture. I'm afloat in the will of Christ like elixir. High in the spirit, and I don't need a swisher. Yes, it is on like my light switch. 12 in the morning, got saved in my light switch. No, I ain't perfect in this walk, yes, I might slip. But grace gets renewed every morning like a doozer. The mic is my toolkit, and I'ma put in work. Seeing lurking every corner, trying to get your homie merch. Temptations come, I gotta flee off the dogs that want me hurt. Since we don't act the same, then they wanna call us jerk. God has a standard made, all we do is Jesus form. Following his footsteps like muddy boots on spotless stores. So you tempted, wanna quit, stay strong in your mind. Keep the faith in your walk, and let your light shine.
I'm smiling all the time because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. Peace is in my mind because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine.
Let the light shine.
We the light of the world. We add light to dark places like the sun with its world.
Let your light shine.
We the salt of the earth. We add flavor to our food, to our home, to our work.
Non-stop, you can see that I'm on the go. On a mission to proclaim the good news gospel. In the face of adversity, people hostile. We gotta keep it bold like the Acts of the Apostles. Christ first, no longer under the law. Under grace, through faith that was written by Paul. But inspired by God, that makes the real not a fraud. Holy Spirit pumping through us like the blood in our heart.
We ready, are you really up for the cause? What if you were beaten, burned, whipped, stripped to your jaws? Given the option to deny his name, would you move your jaw?
Or would you stand by your convictions, be a martyr for God? In these last days, we gotta spread the light of the star. There's plenty room in heaven, so it's time to reserve your spot. The earth getting worse, so we increase to the notch. There's hope, cause believers, we still on the block.
I'm smiling all the time because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. Peace is in my mind because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine.
Let the light shine.
We the light of the world. We add light to dark places like the sun with its world.
Let the light shine.
We the salt of the earth. We add flavor to our food, to our home, to our work.
Let it bump. Yeah. Let it breathe. Yeah. Let your light shine. Uh-huh. Be seen.
Yeah.
You got flavor so salty.
Oh.
Let it show everywhere you be.
Uh-huh.
Let it bump.
Yeah.
Let it breathe.
Yeah.
Let your light shine.
Yeah.
Be seen.
Yeah.
You got flavor
yeah.
so salty.
Uh-huh.
Let it show everywhere
yeah.
you
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm smiling all the time because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. Peace is in my mind because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine.
Let the light shine.
We the light of the world. We add light to dark places like the sun with its world.
Let the light shine.
We the salt of the earth. We add flavor to our food, to our home, to
let
our work.
Let me encourage you. My brother, my sister, you are blessed and cannot be cursed. You will live and not die. You will lend and not borrow. You are a victor, not a victim. May God's favor cover you as if a shield. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now live it out all for his glory.
Glory, glory.
Thank you. other division.
We are back and we are back in the Nikon Express. Come on, what's up? This segment, man. What's up, man?
What's going on? It's your boy Extra in the building. You listen to Nikon. You know what it is, man. Holla back.
Holla back. You know what it is? Let's give out the number one more time. It's 323-693-3830. Press 1 if you want to talk live on the show. We'll bring you live. And also, if you start talking some yang yang, we're going to just cut you right off. That's just
once again, that name is 693-3830.
Hey,
and press 1 to call in and talk. And if, what'd you say? You got to press 1 and call in and talk. And if you want to call in and talk to talk stuff, just let it go.
See, all we have to do is hit that X on the screen, and that just eliminates you altogether. We can mute you. No, no, we won't treat you like that. Call in. We want you to be part of. This is what we call the Holy Ghost Riders. We ride tonight. But we may talk about anything because, like I said, no old bars on our conversation. We
kind of like controversy on this show. If y'all haven't heard,
just a little,
I love it.
I live for it.
Uh huh. What'd you say?
He said he loves it and lives for it.
Who lives for
it? I love it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Zach, where you at?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
You chilling?
What's the word?
Hey, let's talk about something tonight because I think it's going to help us all.
Okay.
Sit down, Mickey.
I want to talk about what we should buy for women. There's someone we don't want to send the wrong message to, but they're good friends. And one is, if they're listening right there, they know who I'm talking about. They always bring me some cake.
Wait.
You just said woman in good friend in the same sentence. That does not exist. Okay. This is live radio. Okay. We don't want to send the wrong message anyway. That's the topic I want to talk about. Excuse my voice again, but I want to say, what do we buy for ladies, for women? Consider our friends and those that we want to know more, and those we don't want to be more than friends. We just want to keep it right there. We want to send the wrong message. We want to say we love you, but you know, like friends, you know, what do we buy for Christmas? Zach, you know what I'm talking about. I know who you. I won't put you on blast like you did me. But I know you know that special. Like, what did you do? Where does it cross the line in gifting? You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about that. So fellas out there want to know. You know, I'm one of them.
Well, I can tell you what I bought. If y'all want to hear,
Jim, before you say something, you gotta watch him. Make sure it's something.
I was gonna give you I had a good one for you.
Okay, come on.
Okay, because the author Vonda Chappelle, you know the host for the weekend was like, did you get me my Christmas gift? And I was like, I sure did. Because at Walmart, I saw, you know, they have those, the fingernail polish and the lipstick that is flavored like Nerds. Mm-hmm. And it has Hershey chocolate and you can eat it. But I told her, you know, it costs more for me to send it than it costs for the gift. So I went ahead and kept it and ate like half of it, you know. She didn't want it after that, so it was a good gift.
All right. What about you, Zach? What do you
mean? I'm honestly horrible at buying presents for just anybody. So my default is just to give the gift that keeps on giving, which is cold hard cash or gift cards.
Okay, my friend. How much am I getting?
I gotta look at my financial situation. You know what I'm saying?
Carry the two, and don't forget to carry the one and stuff. You know, when you add it up.
I'll get you a colored shirt this time. I'll get you something blue.
No,
you'll have a second shirt to wear.
You gonna take my money? Your hard earned money. What's up with that?
Hey, that'll go good with your Dodgers jersey.
If
he asked me, if he asked me as far as I think a real good gift to give a lady friend, I mean, I can't believe I said that. A lady friend, you know. There's, I guess, a couple different levels, you know. You got your, you know, lady friend, and you got
the one that you're involved with, I guess. And I guess if you're married, you know, the best gift to give is, you know, something like, you know, that would surprise her. I would say maybe a nice spa, a nice day at the spa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
I mean, that's if you're married, though. If you just met the lady, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, from what Kelly Ripa said on her interview about that topic, she said it's always good if you are involved with a female to just go safe and go jewelry.
No, yeah, if you're involved, like that, you like marriage or...
Wait a minute now.
Yeah, I think jewelry's good.
Jewelry is way too expensive.
You can go to Liquidation Channel. Hey, I got a host on my Facebook. You can make her your friend. She's a TV host. You can get diamonds, platinums for like $10. I had like 4, 5, 6 sets of jewelry.
So basically we're talking costume jewelry. We're talking Hollywood. We're talking costume. Okay, now I'm following you now. I was lost for a second.
Okay.
Now I understand. Okay.
But now you want to give the custom jewelry to someone that is a friend?
No. Anyway, it goes, the best gift to give a woman is something that you don't mind getting returned back to you. So, you know, hey, if you want to buy her a sports jersey, if you just met her, you know, one of those little simple $10 jerseys, that something that you will wear whenever she gives it back, that's always the safest bet. You know, if you don't know what she's gonna like, then just be prepared for her to either re-gift it or give it back to you. So buy something that you like.
I'll tell you one gift that you don't want to do and give. Okay, listen. If you just met your girlfriend or you've been dating for like a year or two, do not get her name tattooed on you, okay?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's very true.
Man, that,
right?
You know, that would be really
I don't
bad.
Think it's ever okay to get someone else's name tattooed on you.
That's my life.
That's real.
That's your body, man. I bet that decision.
Mike, don't you have a tattoo?
Say it again.
Don't you have a tattoo? A tattoo?
No, I've never had a tattoo. I've never had one.
Be honest.
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it.
You have those same tattoos on your back.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. No. I don't. I got a scar on my back.
MJ, I'm going to get your face tattooed on my back, dude.
Huh?
I'm going to get your face tattooed on my back. Is that okay?
No, don't do that, Zach.
Like, what's
okay,
the
Mike,
guy's name? Evo?
Mike. It may be a little...
Well, what's that, Ray?
Hey, Mike, you know what? I mean, you know, in the whole scheme of things, you know, we don't want to offend nobody, right? What about people out there who are dating, you know, the same sex? I mean, you know, we can't leave those out there either. We got to, you know, share the love. Right?
Okay,
so
go ahead.
What
Go ahead and share it in. I don't have any.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm just saying. What do you buy for them?
You can buy them a chariot ride. You know, take them down to the plaza, get a nice little chariot ride or something.
There you go. You down with that, Ray?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I'm not down with them, so that's cool. That's a good idea.
I'm just saying,
you know, we gotta show the love and open up to everybody, you know.
what do you think? Well, we have to have somebody call in at some point, but I don't know what to say about that.
Okay, listen. If you like the same,
what?
Gender, and if you're in love, please call the show. And let us know, you know, what would be a great gift.
Yes, if you like another dude, that's your thing, man, call on in. Hang out with us tonight. Tell us what you think. This is 323-693-3830. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's up.
What y'all think about one of those movie theater popcorn makers?
Well,
perfect. That's not bad. I actually saw a really cool commercial for something called a soda stream the other day, and that looked
cool as heck,
man, honestly. Like, you can make any kind of soda you want using, like, natural cane sugar without, you know, the additive crap that the corporations put in sodas that, like, you know, kill people. And I think I might get one.
So
they just saved 6,000 bottles over there.
Like that gift. I wasn't supposed to be doing that, dude.
It has all different kinds of flavors, man.
I like that gift.
Matter of fact, I saw that the other day at Best Buy when I was at the Black Friday sale. I almost got killed, but yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I believe you, man. I should have gotten one. They probably had them on sale.
How much did it cost?
I don't know, like $100, I think.
That's not bad.
Well, it's like $100, and then you say, okay, how much Coca-Cola can you buy with $100? I'm just saying.
Well, you
can't even recycle any of that stuff.
You have to buy the machine, and then you have to buy, like, the stuff to make it with. So they get you for, like, an extra $50.
So basically, I guess you can say it's like soda. Okay, I guess it's Coca-Cola. This soda machine is kind of like a Bentley, I guess. You know, like a Mercedes van of all the soldiers,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, how does it taste?
Hmm.
Well, I hope that doesn't spread out, because then I can't go pick up recyclables while I'm unemployed.
Well, he's concerned about him.
If they do that, I'm out of business.
Right now.
What about?
Do you remember when, instead of saying police, we used to say 5-0?
Turn around and get your hands
up. Well, I come to arrest everybody right now.
Turn around and get your hands up now.
I need your full cooperation.
Everybody.
Get your hands up all over the place.
Turn around and get your hands up now. Turn around and get your hands up now.
I want to see you.
Turn around and get your hands up now. Hey, yo, this is how we get down.
I ain't the cop, say I'm on citizen patrol. About to blaze this track, Usain Bolt. Got that type of anointed spiritual flow. I wrote a song about it like to hear it go. Cause if you didn't know, I can give the show. Jumping like some kids, double dutch and jump rope. I got a father who promised to water through soil when I plant seeds in order to grow. Broke the spirit, make an appearance in this building. He's already here, Brian Courtney Wilson. When I move, you move, Luda. Sometimes I think at birth my mama should have named me Judah. I just want to sing praises. Told you I'd be writing more songs than songs written by King David. I keep my hands up like I want to ask a question. I can praise with either hand now. I'm ambidextrous.
Come on now. Turn around and get your hands up 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 now.
Put everybody under arrest. Your hands up.
Get down.
Come on, you're gonna need energy. You're gonna need some strength to come from Jesus. Not an energy drink, man. Red Bull can give you wings. I know. I want the king to give me wings along with the halo. That's the devil mad when he see me. He know I live a life that lead me to be present with the king. BB or CC, cause he whining. My diamond blind in his eyes, cause I got my light shining. Brighter than a halogen bulb, the long lasting. I keep a gallon of love more than average. So passionate, my fashion. This is me in the armor of God, just for battle your majesty. But don't get mad at me, try to get rid of me like bad acne. It ain't gonna happen, it's no accident. I'm 5-0, that's the anthem. Get your hands up.
Turn around and get your hands up now. Turn around and get your hands up now.
I'm 5-0.
Turn around and get your hands up now. Turn around and get your hands up now.
I'm 5-0.
Turn around and get your hands up now. Turn around and get your hands up now.
I'm 5-0.
Turn around and get your hands up now.
Hey.
Yo, this is how we get down. This is how I get down.
Yeah, really. Best performance of a child of God in a life series. Bet I get a Emmy. I deserve a ribbon. I'm the biggest cheerleader. No matter how you're feeling, get your hands to the ceiling. 5-0 from way back in the day. Let it play. NJ, I got the juice now. Minute Maid. You got your attention. Courtesy 360. So when I flow, you know that it's kingdom business.
Everybody turn around.
Turn around and get your hands up now. Turn around and get your hands up now.
I'm 5-0.
Turn around and get your hands up.
Turn around and get your hands up.
Turn around and get your hands up now.
I'm 5-0.
Turn around and get your hands up now.
Turn around and get your hands up now.
I'm 5-0. Turn around and get your hands up now.
Hey, yo, this is how we get down. This is how I get down.
Turn
I just came to have a good time with you. I just want you to turn around and get your hands up. That's how we praise nowadays. All my kingdom people.
Turn around and get your hands up now. Hey, turn around and get your hands up now. How we get down, this is how I get down.
내 영혼아 여호와를 찬양하여라. 마음을 다해 그분의 거룩한 이름을 찬송하여라.
We stop in at 12, gon' grow to 120, and then to 3,000. We stack just like money, the land of milk and honey. Got promise to his people, and so we preach the gospel. Even if it's illegal, I might face persecution. I might end up a martyr. By the way, my name is Hada. I be the fire starter. I might fall sometimes, but I'm still my father's daughter. The devil gets in my way, and it makes me go harder.
Lucifer, what is it you want with me? I'm trying to live my life right, and now I'm free. Free from the persecution, free from my evil ways, free from my human flesh, and I will never ever stray. He is Jehovah Jireh, providing all things. For my love of baseball, down to my wedding ring. Not with that hocus pocus, gotta keep it vertically focused. I tried to do it myself, but Holy Spirit focused.
Yeah. Now follow me on this quest down this path that leads to righteousness and away from the Father's wrath. It ain't gonna be easy, cause the way is narrow and it's slim. But the others reach the death and sorrow, and it gets real grim. The keys in the ignition, we're going on an expedition. We've been expected with upholding the Great Commission to go and preach the good news to every single nation and let them know that Christ is the key to salvation.
Mission spreading in the gospel, sure it's spring is after winter. To the four corners, keeping Jesus in the center. I won't be stopped by Satan, I'm not the one to be. He always stays beneath me, I'm the covetous of cheese. I'm not trying to be no superstar, make no mistake. I'm just trying to get super far and share it God's grace. Who I'm spitting to, those with a ear to listen. Got my rod, got my hook, got my bait, get it fishing, let's go.
It's really all you need,
yeah.
We're still here, what you want? Cause in the world today, it's about getting what you want. So you get it how you want, some say get it how you live. It's that how it really is, but it's that how it's wrote to live.
Yep.
Doing to others like you want, done unto you. When you're living for all you need, and stop living for what you want. Money, drugs, cars, and clothes, got us living with a blindfold. You better open your eyes before time goes.
Outside the church walls, God calls his servants to pop off. We fight laws against God's word and God's laws. Revival or riot, we fight cause slight brawls. But I'm a general in the kingdom, I stand tall. Catch me at the club in malls with Christ involved. When you like a lot for Christ, ignite sparks off. Anything contrary, I'm turning it off. Jesus Christ worldwide, now the problem is gone.
Let your light shine in these dark days and time. No need to straddle the fence, you running out of time. Jesus' mercy endures to the very end. Those are heavy burdens, bring it to him. He's my bright morning star, he's my comforter. With Jesus in my life, I'm living quite comfortable. The ultimate sacrifice, he gave his life. So you can worship false idols, I'ma stick with Christ.
I gotta shine bright, brighter than the street light. Let them know what's up with me. Lead and they follow me, influenced by the good in me. That's why they follow. Yo, what I'm spitting is a hard pill to swallow. But you gotta push it down and really listen. Meditate what I'm spitting, cause it's real plus the truth. What we gonna do? Follow him and let our light shine bright, cause the world's dim.
Deal, Jesus coming back again. No, I'm trying to be ready, like ready, set, go. Not Van Gogh, but I could paint you a picture. I don't do this for the fame or to get richer. Lead by example, that's the only way to show them. Spread the gospel to those who don't know. Get like Paul and break them chains. We got one like to listen, no one living in vain.
I was pulled from the gutter where my soul was bloody water. Given opportunity, be saved and serve the Father's will. Where the well will be fresh, clean, forever flowing me. I'm a tree by the living water, forever growing now. I can focus on bringing the word around the globe and letting it be known to the uttermost. That's what's most important. See, with your heart and become open to others. The Son who died for us, the same Son is among us.
내가 찬양하여 눈을 들이라. 나의 도움이 어디서 올꼬? 나의 도움이 천지를 지으신 여호와에게서로다.
let's go.
I watch the planet in panic, living in panic, feeling so satanic, needing a messianic. Whether Latin, Hispanic, white or black, we can stand it, demanding what's the candy, cause God is looking so gigantic. Fire is volcanic, I'm coming just like a meteor, a little media taking over the media. I start beating the soul, starving and eating the anthem. We're just pumped, just up in your eyes. Big baby, I am a juggernaut, breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume and sound up.
I am a juggernaut,
taking your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut,
hey.
I am a juggernaut,
yeah.
I am a juggernaut,
breaking your pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume and town up.
I am a juggernaut,
taking your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut,
hey.
I am a juggernaut,
yeah. Hey, hey, I ride, drive slow as a cruiser, your city. Don't try to pack, let me, homie, I dare you to come with me. Feeling the Lord, sit me in the act with the gritty. Make a leaking committee, cause it's down, feeling a little nippy. Want it to come get me, I'm sending my hangover. Just want a little change, nothing less than a takeover. Praying for praise, soldiers, craving the makeover. Like whoop, waking the dead and flipping the grave over. Revival, tired of sitting, living in idle. We need fire, Lord, let it rain on your bridal. We'll walk in your power, tired of being a coward. Getting hours, living in doubt, saving souls from devour.
I'm a juggernaut,
breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume and sound up.
I am a juggernaut,
taking your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut,
hey.
I am a juggernaut,
yeah.
I am a juggernaut,
breaking your pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume and town up.
I am a juggernaut,
taking your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut,
hey. I'm gonna do it, let me put my soul into it. I got the code to do it, baby, I just told you to do it. You can't control the movement, haters ain't that bold to do it. I started loading and loading my rhymes straight to their motors. You know I'm gonna do it, put my soul into it. I got the code to do it, baby, I just told you to do it. You can't control the movement, haters ain't that bold to do it. I started loading and loading my rhymes, more than a ritual. Living in God's principles, used to feel dispensable. Now I'm invisible. Repenting from all the time I was wasting. Now it's back to the basics. Taking over for Jehovah. History in the making.
I am a juggernaut.
Breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut.
Turning your volume and sound up.
I am a juggernaut.
Taking your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Hey.
I am a juggernaut.
Yeah.
I am a juggernaut.
Breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut.
Turning your volume and town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Taking your city. I'm a juggernaut.
I'm a juggernaut.
I'm a juggernaut. I am a
yeah.
I like this song.
Yeah.
Breaking the city in town.
That was hot. That was your boy Omega Sports.
Oh,
but I am a juggernaut.
That's me.
Yeah, what they said.
I am a juggernaut.
Keeping it real, man.
I like that, hey, man.
All those songs were fire
hot.
Right there.
Oh man,
that was hot. That was crazy. I like it. I love it. Omega Sparks got it going on, right?
Yeah. Oh,
oh yeah.
Omega Man.
Yo, what up, Zach? Yo, Zach.
Yo, what's up? Is this Ray?
Yo, what's going on? Hey, James J, what's up?
What it do?
What
I do? Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's up, Mike? It's all good, bro. It's all good.
Hey, you know what? I was thinking, you know what? What can I talk about that I really like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to talk about this lottery that we got going on down here.
Yeah.
Powerball.
You know, and I was just thinking to myself, you know, if I'm so blessed to win this lottery, what would I do with it?
Hmm.
You know?
I know what I mean with my lottery.
Woo! What's that?
Pay my bills off. I got a house to pay off, car enough to pay off of this. Once I get debt free, man, I'm gonna start just. I'll travel a little bit. Then I'll make my money work for me. I'm not gonna spend a lot of money. You know me. I don't spend a lot of money, but I want to go see some place I've never seen before, then come back and make that money work for me.
When have you ever seen somebody win the lottery of age to do something with it?
You know what I have is, I mean, like, you know, like everybody who like gets money, like they get stupid, right? Like they go buy stuff. My thing is this. Okay, learn from the past. Stop buying stuff. Protect your money. I mean, you know, I'm gonna buy my mom a house. I'm gonna buy my little cousin a house. Uncle Boogie, Uncle Ray. No, man.
Okay, buddy. Buy one house and invite them over for dinner every now and then.
You feel me? I'm like,
one big house.
Listen, hey, buy one big house and turn them all rent. No.
Man, forget the house, dude. I would buy a freaking island.
Yeah, real. That's real.
How you go, bro. What I would do if I actually win that money, I mean, one, I'd pay my taxes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, and that's a good idea, right? Because I don't want to be, you know, a jail cellmate with Wesley Snipes. Ooh, I'm sorry. Ooh, okay. Or Lauryn Hill. I'm sorry, right? Take a taxes. I love you, Lauren. You still look good, baby. You still look good, you know.
You know what gets me? Whenever the lottery comes on and they start interviewing people, what they going to do with the money, the first thing people say is, oh, I'm going to go help all the poor people of the world.
Right.
No, they ain't going to do that. That's going to bring them some luck or something. If I win the lottery, I'm going to get all the people off of the street, and then I'm going to give all the people that need some food, I'm going to give them some food. Yeah, right. And you still didn't win the lottery.
Broke.
It don't work.
And you're going to be broke. You're going to be broke talking about what happened.
You know what? What's going to happen to them is they're going to go home, and there's a green fog going to go around their head called greed.
Have y'all seen that movie All About the Benjamins?
Yep.
Whenever you talk about what you're going to do when you get those diamonds, and then he was like, I know what I said earlier.
What happened was I changed my mind in the middle of it.
When you get $20 million in your hands, you know, it can change your mind.
But you know what, though, seriously? If I win that money, I may come back with an accent.
Oh, yeah. What kind of accent, though? That's the question.
Cheerio.
You know what? You know what I mean? Think about it. Tina Turner, right? If you ever hear Tina Turner speak, she speaks with an accent now. I'm like, Tina.
She in London, guys? Isn't she in London, Great Britain?
She's somewhere with an accent. That's all I know. And that's when you know you got money.
Somewhere.
I'll tell you what. If I win $20 million, you're going to see me for 2 years. I'm just playing.
You know, speaking of lottery, have any of y'all seen the prank that happened a few years ago, went around like viral video on YouTube, where this guy's friends set him up and somehow managed to rig the numbers on the screen to his exact ticket that he had in his hand. So as he's watching this play out, he thinks that he's really won, you know, however many $1 million. And his friends totally punked the crap out of him. And man, he didn't win anything, obviously. And he was
I would
so
be mad after that. I would be mad.
I would have got shot that night. I'm sorry.
For real.
Those people would not be my friends from that night on.
Yeah, I don't think I would have them as friends after that. Because every time I look at them, I think about that.
I mean, could you imagine if your friends just say that was a joke and you go to work and you go like, I quit?
I quit. I've won $1 million. Oh, wait.
And then you walk up to your boss. You know what? You was fat and ugly anyway. I quit.
Yeah.
You start telling them everything.
Walk up to your boss.
Like
I hate
them.
Your management style. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I would never work for you if I didn't have to.
You go back the next day, like. See, what happened was
I was kidnapped. I was made to say those things.
See, this is what happened. I was on a high.
You said hi. I wasn't really awake.
I was sleepwalking.
I tell you what makes this segment, I got the perfect segue. he felt like $1 million, but he didn't have $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm so nuts, so I got some so nuts, so they thinking I'm so crazy. know nothing.
Hey, yo, an heir to the throne, so call your boy your fresh prince. But it's he who is legend, I ain't talking Will Smith.
Ooh.
My people get it together, whether you live in a sin and I'm ending the vendetta. So Christians know no better, they're using God for cheddar. And we can't say the lost, cause no one's reading this letter. But dude is a go-getter, so let me lower my tone setter. Man, drop the beat, dog, I'd rather spit a cappella. Psych, turn it back up, homie, you're just double dumb. You ain't hip-hop, you're hip-hop, so you're bubblegum. The industry is chewing you, really they're just using you. You say you're the bomb, well, homie, I'm defusing you. I hope I'm not confusing you, let me just regurgitate. We're fishes of men, so this is what I chose to bait. Wait, let me pause for a second. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying on this record. Cause this is hip-hop, true hip-hop. Christ reigns supreme and never flip-flops. And what you rap about, you better act it out. You ain't fitting for Christ to keep his name out your mouth.
They think it's so crazy. Don't say it what I'm saying. I'm not so, I'm so not so. I'm so not so, I got the so not so. They think it's so crazy. I'm so nuts, so I guess I'm so nuts.
Hey, yo, so many rappers are turning the swagger on. But let me tell you, homeboy, that your swagger's wrong. You're cheesy like some Pavlone, it's Jesus that I'm bragging on. You're a fourth grader playing a game of tag along. And they be like, Prim, what is this you rapping on? I tell them it's the good news and this is how I pass it on. Yes, I've been jokes, and yes, I've been played. But when I do shows, people get saved. Jesus said not to conform, but transform. Cause sin is like killer bees that does nothing but swarm. I'm the lightning in the storm, cause I'm striking before. Put my pen to my pad, I write with no remorse. Christian Mike Cole, the price is on his white horse. Was a slave to darkness till I saw his light source. Lord, I'll write for you, I will fight for you. And keep doing this rap thing so people see the lies to you.
They think it is so crazy. Don't say it what I'm saying. I'm not so, I'm so not so. I'm so not so, I got some so not so. They think it is so crazy. Don't say it what I'm saying. I'm not so, I'm so not so. I'm so not so, I guess I'm so not so. They think it is so crazy. Don't say it what I'm saying. I'm not so, I'm so not so. I'm so not so, I guess I'm so not so. They think it is so crazy. Don't say it what I'm saying. I'm not so, I'm so not so. I'm so not so, I guess I'm so not so.
Yeah, yeah. This is 2010, and I did it again.
So I have to sing this song. You always there for me and care for me.
we're back. And he is
love that lady's voice.
Superman. I love her voice too. Incredible lady, Oisin Pierce from Jamaica. Most incredible show, like I say, I always tell you, you hear somebody you like, go back and listen to their show, hear what they say. She's real. Oh, she's a jewel.
Oh, nice. Wait, it has sort of an island kind of thing to it.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And you know what? Most of her cuts are like that, but she'll take some gems, man. And she took Wonderful World, like Louis Armstrong, and just brought it into the day. Incredible. And I look to you. She took that from... Oh, I gotta go away for just a second. Y'all got to start the segment. Here we go.
But, okay, like, I know I was supposed to do this segment, but I think my segment would come better after your segment, Zach. Go ahead and introduce what you was going to, because mine's going to go right into that one after we come back. So go ahead and announce your segment in right quick, because that was,
yeah,
I think I just played that about 30 times.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts, man. For those of you that don't know, in September this past year in Cleveland, Ohio, a bus driver had a physical altercation with a female passenger. So my question is, was he right in defending himself or not? Because before they fought, this female passenger got up while he's driving the bus and struck him and instigated all this conflict and basically started this whole mess. And he's an older black guy, and man, you could tell he wasn't going to put up with anything. And you saw the evidence. He just straight up, he uppercuts the mess out of this woman. And we should put the YouTube clip up from the Neocon, man. I mean, it's just, I mean, you can hear it clear as day. You can hear his fist making contact with her jaw. Just, you know, just, I mean, it's crazy. So, my personal opinion, he's not justified, but I wouldn't penalize him one bit. Because if you saw the video, she was being unruly. And
the fact of the matter is not only is she up there and, you know, she's getting, you know, wild with the bus driver, but again, he is a bus driver driving a busload of people. So
a city employee.
A city employee. I mean, that's even irrelevant. Like, the fact that there's other people on the bus and she couldn't contain herself, what was she supposed to do? Not saying that because dude is a big dude. Like, when you see whenever he steps up, he's a stocky dude. And, like, when he connected like it was a Mike Tyson-Michael Spinks fight. He connected, you know? He stopped that bus. He stood up, and that would tell you, don't ever take your eyes off somebody when you're in conflict with them, because she took her eyes off him for a second while they were laughing because she hit him. But then whenever he responded, that's whenever, I guess, the severity of the situation came, because the bus people start, you know, responding that he was wrong. But he's driving a bus. If anything was to happen whenever he got hit, with people. And if anything was to happen, what's gonna be the first thing? They're gonna sue the bus company, not this little girl.
Right.
What's the girl? What happened?
MJ, you back? MJ, you've seen this video. It's the bus driver that uppercuts that woman.
Oh! I thought you were going to do the other segment. Okay.
This ties right into my segment. Yeah,
we're flipping and flopping all over the place.
That's okay. As long as you're on point, hey, bring it up. Okay, is it ever okay for a man to hit a woman?
Well, I have something to add. Go ahead.
I agree with Zach. It wasn't right, but the situation that could occur, because he is a bus driver driving a busload of people, there's no security on the bus. There's no way for him to protect himself. She just got up and clocked him while he's driving, and the passengers seemed like they was okay with her hitting him. The situation didn't turn negative on the bus until he responded. And I said, you know, there's no security to stop her. There's nobody in between her and him. She just took her eyes off of him for a second at the wrong second. And, you know, His response
okay,
was...
here's the rub, and here's what's the controversy. Should he have stopped, called for help, and, you know, held her there until police came? Because he's... Now he,
obviously, it's more entertaining.
I can tell you this. I like I said, I just graduated with my associate's degree in Homeland Security. You're mm-hmm. supposed to take every threat as a threat. If they get within arm's length of you, whether it's man or female, whether it's a kid with a knife or anything, you're supposed to do everything in your power to de-escalate the situation, whether it's a physical situation or you can talk them down. If they get physical with you first, you have every right under the law nowadays to protect yourself from any individual, because that one punch could have led all those people in the bus in the hospital. Because she hits him, he wrecks, the bus turns over, explodes, people die. You know, he as a city official did the right thing under law, because nowadays there's no such thing as, you know, oh, it's a female, so you're not supposed to do that. No, he's responsible for all those people on that bus.
But
whether it's, you know,
his job, and why is he being indicted then if he did the right thing?
That's the state of Ohio. He was suspended with pay. I'm not sure what came of it. But the interesting thing that
not to mention if he goes back to driving that bus route, he's a target now. If he goes back to driving that bus route, everybody on that bus route in that area knows about him and that situation. Now, if that lady gets back on that bus route and has her, like, she threatened him at the end of the thing. She threatened him to bring back people that was going to harm him. Of course, they can't suspend him without pay, because now they have to find a new bus route, wherever it is, whether they have to relocate him or anything, because now his life is in danger, because she threatened him on behalf vicariously of her friend. So whether it be she's on the sideline and she knows he's coming at 2:10 and she puts three people on that bus and they, you know, take his life or something like that, that's what she did at first with hitting them. She threatened his life and the people on that bus. So he's not going to get terminated from that job. For one,
that's what I'm saying. Have y'all read further? He got terminated. He's under indictment for that because, first of all, he's
a... Is he really?
Oh, he's in trouble for that. Because
where are you reading that at?
He could subdue her.
No.
But he can't be judge, jury, and executioner on something that happened on his bus.
Verbally threatened him. Verbally in front of everybody on video, she verbally threatened that guy.
That's not going to hold up in a court of law. But that's not going to be the point of law. And it wasn't the point of the bus station or whoever that station was to let him go. So we got to think. Sometimes we think with our emotions that it's legal, whatever our emotions are, and that's not right. You get a court of law, they don't care what your emotions say. And Junior, we had a conversation before. They don't care what you think should happen. What is the law? And so I'm not here to advocate, you know, talking about law, 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 but I want to ask you, do you think it's fair for a man to hit a woman in that situation? Or could he have used his strength to subdue her and call for backup? Or do you think he was right with hitting her? Bam! You know, with his...
He
cut that girl with everything he had, and she went flying. Now, she's tough. She's from the hood.
My thing is, if you hit somebody... I think man, woman, I think if you hit somebody, you should expect to be hit back. So I'm not going to say it's justified.
No,
but the interesting thing that he said was she wanna act like a man, I'm going to treat her like a man. And he just, you know, he didn't care that she was a woman at that point. He just laid her out.
Oh.
And the funny thing is that after he just Mike Tyson's the mess out of this woman, he starts choking her and, like, physically picks her up and throws her
and
out
throws
of the
her
butt.
Off the butt. Yeah,
and
herself.
Then he rips her weave off.
You're exactly right. Now, maybe his, like, those actions right there could possibly be the reason why he's being penalized, because he took it further than defending himself. The court of law says that as soon as the person is down, you're supposed to do all that you can to get away from them. Like, you're supposed, like, nowadays, if you are, what they're coming up with the Homeland Security is that if somebody pursues you and you get them to fall on the ground, you're supposed to walk off and go find the police at that time. So he had the right, after she hit him, to hit her back, but then he was supposed to go find the police and call for backup after that.
I don't think you should hit it like that. It's a camera on the bus, first of all. Talking about being smart. It's a camera watching everything, and he's aware of that. Why he stepped up there and uppercut her like he was going to uppercut a man, I don't know. And I'm not going to get into all back and forth whether it was justified.
Exactly.
Back and forth. I'm saying
I don't think it was justified either. I'm with Zach, but I also am with what, you know, if you're driving a busload of people and you're the one that's responsible, if you do crash after you get hit, his emotions were high. Like, he completely if he wanted after that.
If that was either of us three, our emotions would have been high too.
You know, so
no, but I'm saying, but in, like in my job right now, I can get emotionally high about anything that happens, but I'm responsible to do what is right by that company based on my actions. Just like if you get a diesel driver out there and he's driving for a company, he can't get out there and get mad at you and start going off and trying to chase you all over the highway, trying to run off the road. That's the same thing. You expect some level of okay, I can't do that. That's what I want to do this.
Well, I think those are two different situations because she actually struck him.
Okay, I understand that. So we understand that a woman actually struck you. We know what might happen.
Well, I mean, like I'm saying, I'm not saying that his actions were justified for uppercutting. He could have did his second action from what he did after he uppercutted her. He could have grabbed her, threw her off the bus, shut the door, and kept it going.
Yeah,
you know, he could have did that and then made a report.
Yeah, that's what he should have done. I agree there. I agree. He could
He could have did that because he is a big dude, you know.
Yep.
So he could have grabbed her, got her off the bus, got back on the bus, shut the door, and took off at that point. But, you know, he did take it even further. He didn't just stop when he hit her. Like he said, he choked her. He started pulling her hair, dragging her around the bus, threw her off the bus, threw her stuff off the bus, was pushing on her, choking her again, grabbing her by the hair. You know, those actions were too far. But his initial action, whenever he first hit her, he should have immediately at that time left off the bus, went to go call the police. He probably would have got reprimanded still for physically assaulting, well, not really physically assaulting, for physically defending himself to somebody that had no, you know, size on them to be able to take the force of his punch.
Right.
Like I said, he should have, at that point, when he saw her.
She on the bus and still was running her mouth, but I'm just, you know, I got to hand it to her, you know, she was raised in the hood. She had gone through some kind of fight before, so it didn't hurt her, it didn't faze her. But, you know what I'm saying? But here I want to segue you into this. We can come back and talk about it, but, you know, it's got to be about your walk, because you walk, you know, my walk ain't
That's
your walk.
That's right,
but,
for real.
Here we go.
I just want to tell everybody something like that, son. Now what I do is what I do. My walk ain't your walk. Put a bottle of your mind. No time for games, it's how I'm living. Ay, using every gift I'm giving. Ay, just a thought of your name is bone chilling. So appealing, my soul kinda got a warm feeling.
ride, I gotta come and sew it up. Cause I got so much of Jesus Christ, yeah, in my cup. And I hear it in that boy, DJ's always jaded. Doing it big and sexy, we like that music. Boy, I beat his MJC, yeah, on the day. Cause he came to set me free from the lies of the enemy. You know I be UNITE, taking this world piece by piece for Jesus Christ. Me and he, the one original from NSC. Know I be a hard hitter, ain't known as a quitter. In my hood, that be saying, man, that's a gym killer. Cause I was raised with nothing but thugs and drugs. And don't they live my life, no, just straight as a killer. Till I met Jesus Christ, then I knew I'd be delivered. Cause he was the only one that would die for the sinner. Now I'm representing Scott, yeah, forever.
Gotta shout it out, we some Holy Ghost ride.
We some Holy Ghost.
Take him to the house, hit him on the couch, how it goes. This is what it's fine, main reason why I say. And I be trying, I be trying.
It's an everyday thing.
Just make the gains like a pelican. I'm bringing in some newborn. Curtain separation, oh man, that's been torn. Profit in these last days, yeah, I just might be. Turn the separation, hold on, thinking I ain't. I've been knowing about the way for ripping the kingdom, not for child's play. I try to give him my best, but when I fail, man, it's okay, it's okay, it's alright, it's alright. I'll get up on another day, it's gonna be another fight. Living with the energy, living all the victory. Doing what I'm called to be, man, y'all ain't feeling me. I pulled a kick, flow, had a demon laid out on the floor. Fuck you in the road, it's a G from the pen.
We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters.
Against the wicked, but I got victory. When he died on the cross, he made history. Changed up the game, and it hasn't been the same. Before I was born, he already knew my name. Had my life planned out, laid it out on the table. It's been hard jumping from label to label. But now I'm solo, I'm just DJ'd up. High in the spirit with Christ in my cup.
Man, hold up, y'all need to slow down.
The next drink's on me, I'll buy the next round. Boy, race and drink it straight from the bottle. Crunk in the spirit like I hit the lotto.
We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters, we ride it. We some Holy Ghost fighters.
Clean if you don't understand. Whoa, I got my new shoes on. Look at me. how we walking on this one. I don't even walk the same places no more. My game done changed, flyer than Air Jordan. Yeah, cause I made it the king. So now every time I walk, I myself is a bleeding. My new shoes so right, no mud, no stuff, so fresh to life. And I ain't even trying to impress. Follow me like Bumper Rugby. I'll lead you to the bay. God, we just put a prince in the sand. Yeah. Woo! So I'll follow every one of them. Let me make it clear if you don't understand. Then I got my new shoes on. Look at me now with my feet on the ground.
Christ, man, I'm so cold.
I'm changed all over.
Yeah.
I got that new soul.
So exclusive, you can't get them depending on how you ball, man. Just to get them, you have to surrender all in. You can't see them sleeping on God, so dream on. And you cannot stand up in his presence with new sneakers on. I got a new walk and a new talk and a new vow. I owe you, God. I know I'm transformed now.
God, I just put a prince in the sand. So I'll follow every one of them. Let me make it clear if you don't understand. Say I got my new shoes on. Look at me now with my feet on the ground.
I got my new shoes on. I'm just tailor made, man.
And made just for you, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, we was bro.
This segment, I think there's some things that we men, young boys, crazy people have to deal with at some point. It's, and I share this a lot of times. Sometimes even young people have a problem with it. Younger people are you know teens. They play so much video games or they watch the different movies and it bleeds over into their reality. We can't experience something like that and then do what's in our mind every time. We can't we can't do what we think. Do you know that people drive like that? They get mad and they drive like they're mad. We can't do that because we're in this real world. We can hurt people. We can do the wrong things by doing what our emotions tell us. And you've been on the road when you've been driving next to somebody and they mad at somebody and they start swerving and you out there on the road with them. You know, they're trying to put me in danger because they mad at somebody. Man, you can't do that. Take your emotions out of the situation. You're going to end up in jail. You're going to end up killing somebody. Somebody's going to end up killing you or you're going to be in jail for a long time for taking somebody's life for doing something according to your emotions. Man, bring them under. Bring them under.
And you know, the crazy part is, and we talked about it the other day, on how, you know, people are even getting so bold to where they're using their actions whenever they're angry and they're recording it and then they're posting it on these YouTubes or I posted this link up there. I don't know if y'all saw it, but
yeah,
CIA is saying that as of today, they are refunding Facebook because that is now the number one intelligence source gathering database that the CIA Central Intelligence Agency is using to capture criminals because they said the criminals are so bold nowadays that they do stuff, video recording, then they post it on their Facebook, and then they tweet where they're at. This is the easiest way because we got their video. We know exactly where they're at because they say, okay, I just made it home and I'm cooking dinner, or okay, now I'm at the AMC theater watching the new Batman. So they just go into the AMC theater, go to Batman, and pick the person up because they can scan the phones.
How do you guys feel about that on a rudimentary level that Big Brother is watching, you know, what we say and do on social media? I mean, politically, I'm a Democrat libertarian, so I find it just absolutely disgusting that Uncle Sam is monitoring what I say, whether it be on my phone or Facebook or any sort of other
communication. But you know what? Make that legal.
But you know what? That's what he said. It's right. It was the internet was the government's big deal way back in, I think it was in was it back in the 40s or 30s or 40s or 50s? When we didn't have it.
Exactly. And so it was that was their thing.
Huh?
That was their thing. That's how they got, you know, all their intelligence spread to each other was the internet.
Right.
You're right. It was nothing but a military type organization to start.
But they brought it worldwide web. That don't mean that we get up there and show all the trash that we're doing, talk trash. My nephew was on his phone downloading people shooting each other, fighting each other, and their faces are right there. I believe what you're saying is true. I would rather have them off the street.
You never know when it's you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could be somebody right next door to me. He videotapes himself fighting with somebody, beating the crap out of them, then killing them. And then looks at them in the camera and say, now, you know, and walks off. What?
And posts it. And then posts it up, you know? And the crazy part that you're talking about is like you know, how you say that you don't want the big, you know, Uncle Sam monitoring us. Well, it really didn't come a big factor until this whole change of mindset over in the Middle East, how they start using the social media things to start gaining their support. That's how they ousted Mubarak in Egypt, and that's how they took over Yemen. That's how they took over Tanzania. You know, they used Facebook to organize everybody. That's how they all did it at one single time. And America was like, no, that's why Egypt shut down their Facebook and social media sites, because they couldn't control what was going out, so they just shut it down. And America's like, no, there's no way we can have nobody have enough power to gather this many people and just code say what they want to and get those followers to go out there and act outlandish, because, you know, your beliefs is what
makes us accountable. I think it makes us accountable, though, Zach and Junjun, because this social media is out there for the whole world to see. Why would you want to put some stuff out there that you haven't checked yourself? I mean, I'm watchful with what I put online. I'm watchful what somebody else posts to my page. Because I had to tell somebody before, don't post incriminating stuff about yourself to my page, because I don't want my page to be the catalyst to get you put in jail. I have to tell two relatives that. Don't do that.
Don't be trying to put me out there like that. Don't be putting stuff on my page. I got Christian people on my page.
But that's true. You don't put anything out there, it's going to be like a lot of swear content out there and want me to play it. I'm not going to play it on Viacom, because that's not what it's about. It's inspirational stuff. Just like what we're talking about. We're trying to inspire people. Okay, you saw the bus driver. He blew up. He was mad. Maybe so.
And he knows that it was being recorded. That's the whole thing. And just like I'm talking about, people that record this stuff, what do? They download it onto these multi-social websites so people can see it.
What does that tell us that we have to do when it happens, though? We know we're in a public setting. You know, anybody might have a camera. Don't do nothing criminal. If you got a lot of people, you know, there's going to be a camera somewhere. Or don't slap somebody you should have slapped that lady on his bus. I mean, we got to be aware of the times that we're in, that somebody's going to capture that. We are in information technology generation, and people are smarter, and they're getting it uploaded quicker. You can just hit a button and boom, it's uploaded.
And the fact of the matter is we really can't be mad that the government is watching us do this, because we're the ones that starting it with Rodney King. You know, we recorded that stuff and then we posted it out there so everybody could see what happens whenever, you know, injustices happen. So we were happy whenever we were using it. Now George Bush makes it a Patriot Act thing to where they can do it to us, and we say no, it's not right, but we need it for our own protection as well. If they can do it, we know that we can do it. We know that we can record somebody doing something ill will to us, and we can use it in the court of law. But if we don't let them do it to us, then we can't do it to somebody else.
Hold on, let me pause for just a second. Hey, Zach, thanks for joining us. I know you got to get out of here, man. Maybe we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow, man. If you can call in, share with us and all that.
Word.
Yeah, hey,
good topic tonight, too.
That was one of the craziest videos I've seen in a while. I think that was the best boxing match I've seen since Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I'm glad I could contribute to this conversation. So, anyways, Zach Barnett over and out. Good night.
All right, the Zach Attack signing off. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good buddy.
yeah, you have
him. Peace.
Let's play this song so I can reset my phone real quick, Uncle Mickey.
Okay.
Put this one you need by Miss Kelly Kansas.
And our cuz. Come on, Kelly.
Our cousin, you do it, girl. You have to.
As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum.
As long as you love me, and Kelly, yes, thank you so much for blessing us and gracing us with the one that you need. Thank you, guys. We've got some incredible artists, incredible music, incredible hosts, and God's adding to that even. Whew.
Mr. Zach and Ray, Ray and Zach, great topics, for real.
Yep. But we're running out of the end of our track. We're moving into the station. So we're ending our ride tonight on the Express. We want to say thank you. As we got 60 seconds left, we just want to just thank you for tuning in every time and just making one of our shows just hit the highest numbers it's ever hit before. We owe that all to you. Thank you for downloading this.
Thank you, Ms. Bonnie Spiel.
Yep. Thank you for sending it all to everybody you know. If you know somebody's not listening, this show will be a blessing to them. Please viral this. Get this thing to go viral. Send this show out viral to all your friends of your friends, to all the public that you have surrounding you, to make us a household word and name. Junju and Uncle Mickey and Michael J is saying good night.
Good night,
buddy.
Good
night.
Tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Ray. X-Ray. Zach Attack. Junju. Love you guys, man. Let's come back and do it again tomorrow.
We love you, too.
Peace out, y'all.
Peace, love, and soul.
And soul.